the kingdom individual. And he said, all things are lawful for him as far as the law goes of eating those kind, those food that's was a no-no in the Old Testament to the Jewish people. But he uses that term to reconcile one to their brother. And then in chapter 10, chapter 10, verse 12, he says, wherefore let him that thinketh he stand take heed he fall. He says, wherefore, dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. And then he goes into verse 23, talks about, says, all things, he says it's about the same thing. He says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. What Paul is saying is he changed the transition from the last verse we read to this one. What Paul wanted his life to do is to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that he did and every possibility of his life, that's what he wanted. And then in verse 33 of that same chapter, chapter 10, he says, even as I pleased all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that many may be saved. So what was Paul saying there? He is realizing that God works in the process of things. And I shared that with you Sunday morning, how God uses a process many times in our life. And Paul is relating here about the process of things in our life. All these things, everything that moves in and through the circumference of our life, that touches our life, that makes our life, that molds our life. And what I come up with is the question, are we really thankful? Let us seek in just a minute. Are we really thankful? Turn back to 1 Corinthians 13th chapter just a moment. You know that's the love chapter. And in the process of the positive and negatives of the description of love, Paul uses some all things there as well in verse 7. He says, this thing called love or agape love, he says, it beareth all things, it believeth all things, it hopeth all things, it endureth all things. So as he makes the application to love and the prospect of love working in and through our life and bringing about what I would say is God's purpose to demonstrate his love. Because if we understand this agape love that he's talking about there, it is God's love that has been given to us and a part of our life, and we're to live that love out. And I think that's what he's talking about. But are we really thankful? Are we really thankful? I want to look at our text, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want to start in verse 14 and read through verse 18. We're going to focus on verse 18. He says in verse 14, now we exhort you, or we beg you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, so and be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Then he says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And then verse 18, he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Look at that phrase for just a moment. He says, in everything. Use that word in. It does not say for everything. And there is a drastic difference between the in and the for. And as you think about our life and what the scripture how it refers to us, those who are in Christ, and that's what it means. When we're in Christ, then all these things, as we think about all these things, as we recognize this in everything, and what Paul is relating there, in everything, that's the terminology, as what it means in. And then we see the word every. This means without confined to all. It means it's not just confined in one area, but all areas of life, in everything. You know, I remember years ago when we had to, when we'd go pick tobacco. Some of y'all remember that, when you had to do it on your foot and you put it in the sled and the cow hauled it to the barn. When you went to the field, they would say, pick all the ripe leaves. Sometimes that was three, sometimes four, sometimes two on the stalk. But just pick all the right. It didn't say pick all the tobacco, pick all the leaves, but just pick the ones that's ripe. And sometimes we got in trouble when we didn't pick all the ones that was ripe, and sometimes we got in trouble if we picked some that wasn't ripe. Am I right, Brother Calvin? But the thing about it was is the all aspect of it. Where's the all? Where does it all come from? The thing, what he says here, he says, the third word is we see the word thing in everything. This is coupled with the others before, meaning what? Meaning what? Meaning these things, it can be good things. It can be bad things. It can be even those ugly things that come in our life. And sometimes even those indifferent things that come in our life. Things that we just cannot, for the life of us, figure out why or how. But it says, in all things, do what? That's where the problem comes in. In all, or in everything, do what? Give thanks. The term give there is like a word for offering, contribute, offer, surrender over. Okay, now, look at it with me. In everything, give, contribute, offer, surrender over, dedicate to, give thanks. Okay, what is thanks? The term out of the vernacular of the Greek in here means praise out of a heart of prayer. Praise out of a heart of prayer, but it doesn't stop there. It also means adoration out of a heart of worship. Praise out of a heart of prayer, adoration out of a heart of worship, but then it goes on and it says it's exaltation out of a heart of service. A service means the committing our life to the Lord, asking Him to work and do those things that He so desires and wants to work and do in and through life as we surrender, give, as the terminology there, as I talk about give, the give. And then we know that this is a part of the worship. You go back to the Old Testament, this was a part of worship. As we learn to give, you bring an offering to the Lord. The Scripture, several Scriptures brings that out. And the thing about it is, as we contribute, as we offer, as we surrender over, thanks, praise, adoration, and exaltation to God. That's what makes it different. That's why I chose the title that I chose. Are we really, really thankful? Are we really, really thankful? Think for a moment. Thanks. I know many of you women probably send Christmas cards to different individuals, family and friends, and whoever. But yeah, have you ever received a Thanksgiving card? Thanking you for maybe a contribution you made, something you done, something, some way you helped the family or something you did, some little something, and they sent you a card of thanks. We have friends that just about send us one every year. They're not in our area, but they're off, but they still send us a card of thanksgiving. Now for the believer, we see why he says this. In everything give thanks. For, look what it says. For this is the what? The will of God. Look at it with me. For this, he didn't say it might be, or maybe it's supposed to be, but he says, for this is definite. For this is the will of God. The will of God. For this is. Not might, or even become, but the term is means presently, now. Is what? The will of God. The will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So that should cause us to look at giving of thanks from a different light. Why? Because if we want to be obedient in what Paul is saying here, in obedient in living out the will of God in our life, then this is one of those things that's necessary. It's one of those things that's just happens. I mean, it's a part of our life. It's a part of our makeup as we learn to give thanks. Well, why did Paul say this? How could Paul say this after he went through the things that he went through, shipwrecks and beats and stoned and left for dead? How could he say that? Why would he say that? Because he wanted us to understand, for us to have that unique relationship with God and to live in the center of God's will, we must learn to give Him thanks in everything. In everything, for everything, in everything, not far, but in everything. So, what is he saying? The will of God. What is the will of God? I've said that from this pulpit how many times? I don't know how many times. The will of God is what? Can you remember it? I told you to write it down. Doing what God wants you to do, when God wants you to do it, with the power and strength he gives you to do it with. That is the will of God. And let me tell you something. Nobody else can do God's will for your life but you. Did you know that? Nobody else can do it. God has made possible His will to be worked out in your life if you'll only allow Him to do it. And we begin by, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In other words, what Paul is saying here, if we look at it from the affirmation of what he's saying, it's already been affirmed and done. Are you with me? It's affirmed and done as we surrender to Jesus Christ, as we let him and allow him to be Lord of our life, as we surrender our will to him. Our will on front end, and allow his will to take course and run freedom and right away in our heart and our life. Thanks for the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now turn to Philippians just a moment. Book of Philippians, third chapter. First of all, look at Philippians 1. Talking about the will of God. And it being bound up in what Jesus has already made possible, what he wants to do, what he wants to work. Look what it says in Philippians 1:6. He says, being confident of this very thing, that he, and he's speaking about Jesus, he which hath begun a good work in you might perform it. Is that what it says? It doesn't say he might. He says he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul is relating here to the book, to those at Philippi, that what God wants to do is to work out his will and purpose in our life. Our lives are to be that, as Paul used in Ephesians, our life are to be that masterpiece as he works on us, as he changes things in our life, as he shapes and molds and makes our life. And he does that through the work of the Holy Spirit working in and through our life. So then we understand that. But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. And back in Philippians, he says, let me see what it says here. He says, and have put on a new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free. Christ is all and what? In all. What is he saying there? When we allow Jesus Christ the lordship of our life and we surrender to him, then what he wants to do is he wants to project his life through our very being if we'll surrender our life to him. And how do we do it? How do we do it? We learn how to thank him the way we should. I believe that's what Paul is relating here. And I believe that's what reason I said that, you know, are we really thankful? We think about Thanksgiving, this season we're living in. Being thankful for what God has done in our life. Maybe we need to just stop and think for just a moment. The things that God has blessed us with as a people, as a nation, as a people, as a community, as a church, as a family in the church. God has blessed beyond measure, has He not? Can you say that? When we see how God has worked and what God has done. But let me tell you something. I believe that there's much greater things that God wants to do when and if we will let Him do it. Would you agree with me on that? I think so too. I think so too. As I've said before, the will of God, as He talks about here, the will of God is the most important thing in your life and my life. Doing the will of God, doing what God wants me to do, when God wants me to do it, with the power He gives me to do it with, that's all, what it's all about. But so many times, if we're not careful, we get caught up in the quote, the grumbling and complaining in our society. Anybody ever get caught up in that? There's a lot we can complain about, isn't there? But I guarantee there's a lot more that we ought to be thankful for. A lot more we ought to be thankful. I picked this up off of George Johnson's tape, and I listened to it, and I copied it down, and I thought it was very good at Thanksgiving. He says, "Today upon a bus I saw a girl with golden hair. I envied her. She seemed so happy and wished I was as fair. When suddenly she rose to leave, I saw her hobble down the aisle. She had one leg and wore a crutch, but as she passed, she smiled. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have two good legs and the world is mine." Later on that day, on the way to work, I stopped to buy some sweets. And the lad that sold them had such charm, I thought I'd talk with him. I would not be too late. It would not harm. And as I left, he said to me, "Thank you, sir. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk to folks like you. You see," he said, "I'm blind. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have two good eyes and the world is mine." Later, walking down the street, I saw a child with eyes of blue. He stood as he watched the others play. Seemed he didn't know what to do. And I said, "Won't you join them? Won't you join the others, dear?" He looked straight ahead without a word, and then I knew he couldn't hear. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have two good ears and the world is mine. With legs to take me where I would go, with eyes to see the sunset glow, with ears to hear what I would know. Oh, Lord, dear Lord, forgive me when I whine. See, I am so blessed and the world is mine. So many times we can get caught up in complaining, when we need to stop and thank God for what's happening in our life, what He's doing. And I think when we really catch a hold of this and what Paul is saying there, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What that says to me is this. Paul is saying, when I can give thanks for everything in my life, all those things in my life, I'm trusting God. I'm really putting my trust in God, not in myself, but in God. Even though those things that I don't like, I can give Him thanks for, because what He's doing, He's working something in my life that's positive. As I said a while ago, in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, talks about the positive side and the negative side of love. And what sometimes in our life, we don't like that those negative things working in our life, because we want it all positive. But I'll guarantee you tonight that you go out there in your car and you raise the hood and you take the negative side of the post of your battery off, and it will not crank. You will not go home. So the positive, the negative has an influence. And what Paul is saying here, from the positive standpoint, he's saying, count everything and look at everything as something God is doing in your life, and thank Him for it, because He's bringing out the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for this season of the year, for this time of the year, Lord, that we call Thanksgiving. And Lord, it is not thanksgiving unless it is thanks living, as we thank You for life and for all the things that You make possible and do. For 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But I have not seen nor ear heard, nor either entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him." Father, tonight, I pray that you'd help us to be a thankful people. Help us, Lord, not to grumble and complain. And we can look at things, and yes, we can do that. But we have the very power of the Holy Spirit in us to make us aware of the blessings that you're working, the things that you're doing. And God, help us to trust you more and more. Lord, I pray for our church family. And I pray for those, Lord, that's out of pocket, those that are not here tonight, those that are on vacation, wherever they may be, Lord. I pray for our church, Lord, in this Thanksgiving season, that truly we'll understand what it means to be thankful. Are we really thankful to you for all that you do for us? Father, tonight, we pray for those that are hurting, those that are less fortunate, those on our prayer list, those that are home, those that are facing surgery, those, Lord, that's going through the difficult and trying times of life. Oh, God, how I pray tonight that you would bless them as only you can. We're reminded of several, Lord, that is having problem after problem. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help them to trust you. We pray, Lord, tonight as we leave this place, that your blessings will go with us, your mercy and grace will be upon us. And we look to you, Lord, for what you're going to do and work in our life as we are the